That was my guardian angel, at that time again, a very peaceful feeling, very relaxed feeling came over me, and he said he had to go, and next thing you know, I woke up on my daughter's arms. Huh.
He woke up to a second chance. One that can't be explained by medicine or science. As Dr. Crandall puts it, the only answer is divine intervention.
You're speaking to a scientist, a cardiologist, someone who loves medicine. I've never, ever seen this. And there are always people that do not believe these events. And I would just tell them that it did happen. It was a real story, a real life that was restored.
Jeff wasn't exactly a believer before that day. He didn't regularly attend church or read the Bible. But this experience has made him believe there is a higher purpose for his life.
I feel like that maybe I'm supposed to be a messenger. I want to get the right message across that miracles do happen.
A miracle that brought him life after death.
I'm so happy. You know, like, I have a second chance.
Down there, you could see the fluorescence in the water. You know, you lift the water up and the fluorescence just sparkling. Beautiful night. And we came down to Rivière Noire, which is on the outer reef, and dropped in. And we started getting crayfish.
Best you can do, I'm going back to New Zealand.
Hey, don't make this, man.
You feel?
We're going to wake up the shark.
No worries, mate.
It was quite dark as the clouds were coming in, so there was no real moonlight, and there's a little bit of a chop on the water. Dive on the outer reef. And as we dived, we'd look with our diving torches because the crabs and the crayfish would come out. And with your torchlight, you could blind them. And with your leather gloves, just pick them up. The water and started making out these jellyfish, box-shaped, finger-like tentacles. I thought, well, is that a jellyfish? Yeah, it must be. So I reached out, and sure enough, it was a jelly. As I swam through, I had no idea that I'd just reached out and grabbed potentially the deadliest, some say the second deadliest creature known to man, a box jellyfish, obviously, because it's box-shaped. But it's transparent, bell-shaped with cube, like a cube underneath the bell, with finger-like tentacles coming out. I actually thought it was like a transparent cuttlefish, or it was a very unusual looking jellyfish. Something smashed the arm and stung me. And it felt like thousands of volts of electricity went through my arm. So it literally shook me in the water. As I swam towards them, I started getting stung by more. He got hit a fourth time. I realize he's afraid for his brothers on the reef. I just lay down on the ground. And I started to feel very weak and tired. I feel my eyes beginning to shut, and as my eyes begin to close, I hear a voice speak to me. It says, "Son, if you close your eyes, you shall never awake again." I said, "What? Who said that?" As I looked to my right, I expected to see a man standing next to me, but there was no one there. I said, "That's bizarre." But I knew I'd heard a voice speak to me. "Close your eyes, you'll never awake again." But that means you'll die. What are you doing trying to go to sleep here? You idiot. This is a coma. You can't afford to sleep. You need anti-serum, antitoxin. See, I intellectually knew this as a lifeguard. But here I am confronted with the fact that this poison's just taking me out. And I'm unaware that I'm on the edge of potential coma and I believe certain death. So I stood up, fought off the death that was coming on me as best I could, and found my left leg was still strong enough to support my weight.